Hello, dear listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again for Manna in the Morning with a study from God's Word. We're looking at the upper room ministry of Christ, and today our reading is in John chapter 14, verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Lord Jesus here promises his disciples that the power for their service, what was going to enable them to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and to do the great works that he had done, and even works that were greater in geographical extent and number and time and so forth, this was all going to be done in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord wasn't sending them forth alone. They were going to have the Spirit to go with them. Now he is called here the Comforter. That is a translation of the Greek word parakletos. The parakletos literally means one who is called alongside. He was called alongside to help. It's a word that is taken from the Roman court system, where in the courts of those days, if you were brought before a judge, let's say, you would have someone there called alongside you to argue your case, and ideally to care for your case and to care for you and your needs as much as you yourself would care for them. In other words, someone who knew the law, but also knew your needs and would take care of your case perfectly. Well, such is the Holy Spirit, and such also is the Lord Jesus. For in 1 John chapter 2, we read there that if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That word advocate is the same word, parakletos, the same as the word comforter here. Just as we have a comforter on earth, the Holy Spirit, if we're a believer, so we have a comforter in heaven, the Lord Jesus, who assures us of the forgiveness of sins. Here this comforter comes to us, and the English word comforter we get from the old Latin comfortis, with strength. So he is one who strengthens us. As some translations say, he's the helper. Others call him the counselor, and these are all legitimate translations of the word. The Holy Spirit is all those things. He is the one who comes and strengthens us and counsels us and helps us in living for God and testifying for the Lord Jesus in this wicked world. Notice that he says he will give to you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. So the Lord Jesus was leaving them physically, but he was going to send another person of the Trinity in his place. The Son of God was leaving this scene and going back to the Father, but the Spirit would come forth from the Father to the saints and be with them forever. There would be no abandonment to the Spirit. And in fact, in Ephesians chapter 1, we're told there that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. So if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, God has sealed you with his Spirit. It's a word meaning to seal a package. In the ancient world, they used that word sealed to describe, for example, a sack of potatoes being sealed to ensure that when it got to its destination, nothing had been lost en route. The package had been closed and sealed, and no one had broken into it, and nothing had fallen out of the package. Such is our security in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've trusted in him as your Lord and Savior, he says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Your life is hid with Christ in God, Colossians 3 says, and you will never, ever perish. You will never be lost. No one is able to pluck you out of the Father's hand or out of the Son's hand, as John 10 puts it. The Holy Spirit was going to abide with them forever. Now, he is described in verse 17 as the Spirit of truth. Just as the Lord Jesus is the truth, so the Holy Spirit is the truth as well. He is the Spirit of truth, and that's quite good, because in this world there are many spirits, spirits of error. 1 John chapter 4 tells us to test the spirits, whether they be of God. It's no good having someone to merely claim they're from God, or claim that their powers are supernatural, or claim that their message is one that God has given. We have to test it against God's word. Is what they're saying in agreement with the Bible? Is what they're doing confirmed by what the Scripture says? That's our standard of authority, and the Spirit of truth upholds that.